Al-Husayn ibn Sina, Avicenna, Part 1. In Afshana, a village near Baqarah, Abdullah bin Sina became the father of a gorgeous baby boy in 370 AH. A baby who would become an eminent man, not only in his era, but also in all of the following eras.
Have you chosen a name for him, my brother? We have agreed on his name before he was born.
Yes. We decided that if we had a boy, we would name him Al-Husayn. Al-Husayn ibn Abd Allah ibn Hassan ibn Sina.
What is this? What are you carrying in this box, Husayn?
It is my kitten. It fell off the roof, and it seems that its leg is injured.
How would you know?
It can't bear to walk on its four limbs. It lifts its injured leg and walks with difficulty.
What do you plan to do?
I'll treat its leg.
Do you know how to treat it?
Do you remember the time when I went with my father? To the man who treats those who have fractures in their legs or their hands? When our neighbor Jonas got hurt.
Are you talking about Mahmoud, the splint maker?
Yes, I saw him putting two sticks like these, and he ties them to the injured bones. And that's what I'm going to do with my dear cat. I wish it gets well soon.
I see something special in you. I wish that the high expectations that I have for you would come true, my son.
Peace be upon you.
Allah's peace and mercy be upon you. Have you decided on a travel date?
Yes. We'll set off to Baqarah after 2 days by the will of God. Will you stay there for long, father? Yes, my son. We may even settle down in Baqarah. I know the secret behind your happiness. Yes, Baqarah is a large city where many scientists of different fields gather. And there you'll be able to gain more knowledge in the field that you are passionate about.
I think that Husayn is interested in medicine and natural sciences more than other sciences.
No, mother, all fields of science are important. If I want to have thorough knowledge of a certain science, then I must know much about other sciences. Since all sciences are interconnected. Well said, son. What do you think of this answer?
That's certainly a splendid answer.
By the will of God, I won't be disappointed in you, and you'll become a prominent scientist, son. Ibn Sina's fame had reached Baqarah before he went there. It was a fame that he gained while he was still a little boy. People say that a wise child is traveling with us in this caravan. A child? A wise child? How can these two opposites come together? That's what I heard. His name is Al-Husayn ibn Abdullah ibn Sina. It is said that he has knowledge of many sciences, and he knows a lot in spite of his young age. You know, I'll look for this kid for one reason only. What is it? To teach you a lesson that you shouldn't believe everything you hear. Man, does it make sense that a little kid can be that knowledgeable? That's what I heard. Come with me then. Tell me, sir, do you know a boy traveling with us in the caravan whose name is Al-Husayn ibn Abdullah ibn Sina? Yes, that's him. Who doesn't know this wise child? You'll find him with his family at the fore of the caravan. How naive people are. They believe everything that they hear. The family is over there. Let's approach them. Peace be upon you. Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. Is there a kid accompanying you called Al-Husayn? Are you looking for my son? He is your son. I heard that he is highly knowledgeable, sir. Is it true? Will you answer them, Al-Husayn? I'm just doing what I have to do. I don't understand. Oh, sir, Allah the Exalted, the Majesty has bestowed a great talent upon me, so I must maintain it. Which talent? A passion for knowledge. When I was young, of course I mean younger than now, I read anything that I could lay my hand on. And that was when I knew that Allah has chosen me to become a scientist. And at this point I decided to continue this way. Do you understand all that you read? The more you read, the wider your horizons become. Knowledge is like a sea, no matter how much you cross by swimming. It will still be there extending in front of you. How can a child like you have a brain like yours? Alhamdulillah. The human brain is one of the points of strength of the essence that can't be taken lightly. Essence? Yes, the essence is this power that you possess inside your body. As long as you have a body and you are alive, then you must have an essence. From where do you get these ideas? It is still an incomplete idea. I'm still thinking about it until I come up with a complete theory. As for where I got this idea from, this is what happens when you learn from others. As you gain the ability to see things differently. Thank you. I hope that we didn't bother you. You're welcome. Did you see? Yes, I saw and heard, subhanAllah. I've never seen a child like him in my life. This kid will have a bright future, inshallah. The journey of Ibn Sina to gain knowledge continued in Baqarah, and his father wasn't a stingy man. So he sent him to teachers of various fields. Ibn Sina memorized the Quran by the age of 10. He took lessons in fiqh. P.S. Fiqh is the human understanding of the divine law as revealed in the Quran and the Sunnah. Literature. Philosophy. And medicine. The prominent scientist Abu Abdullah al-Na'ilah was one of his most notable teachers. I hope that you'll be pleased with my son, Al-Hussein. I've heard of him from some scholars who taught him different scientists. And to tell you the truth, I care to meet him.
Peace be upon you, sir.
Peace be upon you, Al-Hussein's mother. We'll be staying here for a period of time, during which he'll devote himself to teaching Al-Hussein.
I hope that Allah would benefit him from your knowledge, sir.
Insha'Allah. But where is he? All right. I see that you've completed mathematics, Ibn Sina. My father was right when he decided that I should learn mathematics from a merchant like you, sir. I know that I'm not a scholar like the rest of your teachers, Hussein. But you are nothing less than them, as you also have knowledge that many people don't have. And thanks be to Allah that He guided me to benefit from you. Alright, I have to go now. Yes, yes, you have exerted a lot of effort today. And you have to rest. No, I have to seek more knowledge. Abu Abdullah al-Na'ilai must have arrived home. Is Abu Abdullah teaching you? Yes, I hope that will benefit me like you did. He will, by the will of God. You are capable of learning from everyone, Ibn Sina. May Allah grant you success. Ibn Sina hurried to meet Abu Abdullah. So what would the new teacher think of his new student?